Well, it's Monday, so why don't you just start the news?
Okay, sounds good. WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Monday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last Friday, the prostitution website Backpage was shut down by federal authorities. The same day, Bryan police arrested six men on prostitution charges. The suspects were arrested by undercover officers at the Quality Inn and Days Inn motels across the freeway from Sam Rayburn School. The men, who range in age from 21 to 63 and live in Bryan, College Station, and Navasota, are all out of jail after posting bond. They are accused of charging between $20 in crack cocaine to $110 cash for illegal services. Their names are online at WTAW.com. Bryan police announced arresting a 13-year-old student for making a threat on social media to others at Jane Long Middle School. Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb says another student brought the post to the attention of school employees.
There was not a lockdown scenario because, again, we didn't have a weapon involved, and the PD felt like the threat was more, just expressing frustration and not a credible threat of actual violence.
The teen was removed from her classroom, arrested, and taken to juvenile detention on a Class B misdemeanor charge of making a terroristic threat. The College Station School District's website has posted what is described as a point of clarification regarding grandfathering in light of changing high school boundaries. The recommendation calls for all current high school students to remain at the campus to which they are zoned now. At last week's public hearing, almost half of the speakers called on extending the grandfathering provision to this year's eighth graders. The CSISD school board holds its third and possibly final workshop on adjusting boundaries of Consolidated and College Station High School today at 5. There is a second location in the Twin Cities to drop off no longer needed prescription medicines. Bill Roberts with the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse thanked the College Station Fire Department for placing the collection box inside the city's municipal court building on Krennic Tap Road.
To have a place where they can get rid of their excess and expired meds and get them out of the reach of potential innocent or perhaps malicious users for adventure or whatever.
There is also a drop-off site on the west side at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the disposal of prescription drugs is part of the next household hazardous waste collection event on April 28th. Last month, HEB stores couldn't keep up with the demand for reusable shopping bags with portraits of the late singer Selena. Over the weekend, Stripes convenience stores had a run on drink cups bearing the likeness of the Tejano music queen. The Corpus Christi Caller Times reports some of the $3 cups were offered for sale online for at least $30. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after six. It's 54 degrees. You can text us this morning your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
What is the most valuable thing that you have? Is it your house? Likely you'll be making payments on your house for the next 30 years. Is it your good name? No doubt you have worked a lifetime to build the good name that you have. Is it your freedom? Your freedom was purchased with the blood of patriots. As valuable as these things are, they're not the most valuable thing that you have. The most valuable thing that you have is your soul. Jesus asked, "For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16 and verse 26. At the BCS Church of Christ, we value souls. We invite you to come and to visit with us. We're located at 11914 Highway 30, College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Okay, just so we can get things, you know, even. All right. There. Okay. Now everything's
Oh, good. Everything is back in balance.
Well, as you know, sometime over the weekend, the computer decided to take a nap. So,
of course.
And that's fine. All right. So here we go. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you go.
A gray start to our Monday, but it'll be getting better as the day goes on. Clouds give way to partial sunshine. Highs will reach 70 to 75 through the afternoon. Clouds will return overnight. It's going to be 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, clouds give way to sun. Highs 70 to 75. Generally clear tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Wednesday is going to be mostly sunny, and it looks warm. Highs on Wednesday around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, hello. Oh, wait, stop, wait.
And I'm, okay, and I'm, and I'm,
and I'm, and I'm, and I'm, and I'm,
and I'm, and I'm, and I'm Zach Taylor. Okay. Coming up in sports,
yeah.
Fighting Texas Aggie baseball picked up a series win in the SEC. Hold
what?
Your phones.
Wow.
Coach Rob Childress after the series clinching victory Saturday.
Well, it's huge. I mean, it allows us to breathe a little bit, and we still got a long road to hoe and a lot of tough series ahead. But, you know, just to win a series 4 weeks in, I mean, it's definitely neat.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Childress coming up, as well as George Yancha. He provided a big RBI triple in the victory Saturday against LSU. Also, Aggie softball picked up a series win, and Aggie football still undefeated this spring. We'll hear a little bit from head coach Jimbo Fisher following Saturday's scrimmage. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, they got a chance now because they got Tennessee and Alabama. I mean, they could win.
Talking about baseball?
Yeah, they could win.
Tennessee's not
six.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bama typically is not very good.
But, you know, in May, they got to play Florida. So
we'll yeah.
In the meantime, we got a little ball game on Tuesday, don't we?
Yeah.
With the
little bit of a big deal.
University of Texas at Austin.
Yeah.
How are they doing? Do we know?
Meh. I think they're doing. Actually, I think they've gotten a lot better since they've gotten into the Big 12 play.
Okay.
So conference play, they're the Big 12 a little bit down this year. TCU's not nearly as good as they have been.
Yeah.
Texas Tech's pretty good. Yeah, they're 9-3 in conference.
Okay. Well,
and they won six in a row. So.
All right, it's going to be 50 degrees. They're telling us on Tuesday night with winds out of the north at 5.
Ooh. Which really means it'll feel about 35 at Olson.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowd was really not. Well, next hour we'll talk about how y'all spent your weekend. That had to be fun.
Let's.
Yeah. All right, so. I don't know where we start today. There's just so much weirdness out there. Okay. We'll tell you that Buzz Aldrin apparently passed a lie detector test.
I thought you were going to say passed away.
No. He's still with us.
So he's still kicking.
We've got that going on. There's the story of the Australian woman who caught her belly button ring in her nostril.
Ooh, what?
One morning after falling out of her bed, the 22-year-old called for an ambulance around 4 a.m. begging for assistance from paramedics.
Oh, my.
She told the 911 operator she'd fallen out of bed with her belly button piercing jammed up into her nose in the fall.
I don't even know how that happened.
I don't know. She must be a gymnast in her spare time, but just the whole
so was
thing.
It still connected to her belly button?
I guess it was, but I don't know. It hurts just to think about it.
I can't even, like, fold my head,
my
nose to my belly button.
I'd be like, I'm not even mad. I'm just yeah. impressed.
Yeah. I know. Paramedics,
somebody get a camera.
Yeah, paramedics rushed to her apartment. They were able to take care of her. She didn't even have to go to the hospital.
Oh, well, good.
If she didn't have to go to the hospital, why is she telling us about that?
It was in her note. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be sharing that information.
It's just all very, very.
And she fell out of bed. Was she in like a bunk bed?
I don't know.
That's the other thing too.
We have a very limited amount of news.
I had a bunk bed, but I didn't have any siblings, so yeah. I
slept on the bottom.
Wait a minute.
Because my brother's much younger than I am, so I had a bunk bed growing up, even, you know, before he was born, and we never shared a room.
Okay.
Before he came around and ruined everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You ruined your life by being born. All of my stuffed animals
slept on the top bunk.
Oh, okay.
I was too nervous to sleep up there.
Well, and I was going to say, if you had a sleepover,
That worked, but I think I usually forced whoever to sleep up there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is you're thinking, oh, I'm going to have a sleepover, that'll be fine. Well,
no,
they probably
thought it was cool. They probably like, oh, Chelsea's so nice, she lets me sleep on the top
bunk. Cool, that's all right.
Unless the bestest friend in the world.
Unless in my case, and the cats just use as their hairball landing spot. So anytime we had the sleepover, oh my gosh, what is this? Yeah, cats have been up there.
But yeah, bunk beds were just cool, even if you didn't need them.
I had a buddy who would always fall out of a bunk bed.
Oh, wow.
And I'm talking about, so we go on a trip.
Did he ever, break an arm?
No, he never. So he was fine. Like, he never hurt himself, nothing. And we went to church together. We were on a church trip, and we're staying, in one of those dormitories where it's a ton of bunk beds sitting around in one room and a bunch of guys, you can only imagine. And somebody shows up a little bit later on in the week. I guess they weren't there for the beginning of it. And said, hey, can I sleep on this bottom? No, man, I can't. I can't sleep on the top. I'll fall off. No, you'll be fine, whatever. That was whenever you were young. Now you're older.
Talked him into it.
Talked him into it that night. Bam!
Oh.
And he fell, and it was an aluminum or, not aluminum, but laminate floor.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't carpet.
Right. But he was okay.
All right.
It just woke everybody up. Yeah.
Well, it's probably one of those things, because you aren't awake, you just kind of flop.
That's right.
You don't try to brace yourself and put an arm out or anything.
God protects drunk people and wrecks.
Yeah, exactly.
They're so relaxed, exactly.
So you do have to be careful not to fall on your face and break your nose.
Good point.
That would be awful.
It would be not fun.
Info.
Mation.
Have to be a mouth breather for 6 weeks.
Whenever you get that sensation that you're falling when you're really not, but you really are in this case.
But you really are. Thud. Oh, that could be awful.
Gosh, I lived without bunk beds. All the adventures.
How did you even make it,
Scott? I know, it's amazing.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go with a break. You said happy Monday this morning.
Well, that's just because we had a little technical glitch.
Oh, I gotcha.
You said, it's Monday.
So you decided why not add a little happy Monday. There you are.
Exactly.
Okay, it's the 9th of April. It's Name Yourself Day.
Okay.
So if you got to pick your name?
Or you're maybe just for the day, you can be somebody else if you want, or use another name. It might cause things to be confusing. I'm trying to load it up.
I want
right
my
now,
name to be Shantae.
Okay.
Y'all call me Shantae for the rest of the day.
We could do that.
When we were in Spanish class, we got to pick a Spanish name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, if your name translated, normally you had to use that one.
Right.
Chelsea obviously does
not.
I just got to pick my own.
Okay. We did that in German class, too.
Oh, okay.
I think I was a Dolphus?
Now,
something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was Carmen.
Our teacher named us in Spanish.
Okay.
And she named me Bienvenidos.
Oh, which means welcome.
Goodbye. Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Close.
It says, how are you? Goodbye. It was one of those.
Bye.
Words. Hey. Okay. Anyway. So
I'm thinking, vaya con Dios.
I gotcha. Let me see.
Or go with God.
All right. Yeah. Everybody needs a change of pace now and then, and sometimes we just don't feel ourselves. So this day is dedicated to the ultimate form of self-expression. It is Name Yourself Day.
Okay.
If you've ever felt like you were more a Charles or a Carrie or a Moon Yinuk, then today's the day to name yourself whatever you want.
Hmm.
Okay, what do you want us to call you?
Shantae.
Okay. Shantae.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's classy, and
yeah.
It says I'm here to party, too.
Of course. It's Unicorn Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite.
You know it.
I love
unicorns.
Oh,
have you seen the commercial for the Squatty Potty?
Yes, I
what,
have.
What is Scott,
you haven't seen it? Oh, my gosh.
Patrick showed it to me before
you
left.
Yeah, this is a couple of years old, but the Squatty Potty apparently is like some little stool that you can stand on or...
You put your feet on
it. Yeah, while you're doing your business, but the whole commercial is like... Has a little animated unicorn.
Who poops rainbow.
Yeah, rainbow glitter sparkle ice cream. And you'll just have to see it.
I will. I'll have to look that up later on today.
Okay.
All right, it's Chinese Almond Cookie Day also if you want to do those.
All right.
All right. Okay, and birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Isaac Hempstead Wright is turning 19.
Wow.
You might not recognize the name. You'll recognize the face. He's Bran Stark on Game of Thrones. Neither one of y'all recognize that, but either way.
Okay.
Ellie Fanning is turning 20. Now, she's Dakota's little sister.
Uh-huh.
She's Princess Aurora in Maleficent, is also going to be in the upcoming Mary Shelley movie.
Okay.
Kristen Stewart, great actress, turning 28 today.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
She of the Twilight films,
of course.
Saga.
Yeah. You know it.
Jay Baruchel is turning 36. I don't know if that's how you really pronounce his last name. I've heard it several different ways.
Okay.
This is the end. She's out of my league. The Sorcerer's Apprentice. How to Train Your Dragon. He's a voice actor for that. He's really in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Keisha Knight Pulliam, Rudy Huxtable.
Yeah.
Is turning 39 today.
Whoa.
Wow.
Next year, you're going to feel old.
Yeah.
Wait till she's 40.
Yeah, so she's turning 39 today. Gerard Way is turning 41. My Chemical Romance.
To lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
We just had to wait for that music to kick in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The instrumental, man. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
So Gerard Way is turning 41, My Chemical Romance. Cynthia Nixon is turning 52. We've been talking about her.
We have.
Miranda. Sex in the City.
That's right. She's
running for governor.
Yeah, running for the gub. So of New York. So there you go. Mark Pellegrino is turning 53. He's Jacob on Lost, Lucifer on Supernatural.
Uh-huh.
13 Reasons Why. He's Deputy Standal for that one. Paulina Porizkova.
Oh, yeah.
Turning 53. She's a supermodel.
Yep, she's married to Rick Ocasek.
Yeah, the Cars. Mm-hmm. There you go. So, Dennis Quaid, turning 64.
From Houston.
Yeah. He's from Texas originally.
He's a normal one.
Yeah. Did you know Randy has a Twitter account?
I didn't.
I saw a video. Somebody retweeted some video that he made. And it's about as bizarre as you would think it would be.
Yeah.
But anyways,
They were raised in the same house. How does that work?
Yeah, and you know what's unfortunate is Dennis is this good-looking dude, and Randy is not.
Yeah, he did not win the gene pool.
I think maybe that's why he's upset all the time.
Could
so anyways, Hal Ketchum. Turning 65, pretty good country singer.
I'll let the moon shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night.
You've seen the video, right?
Yeah.
Chelsea, have you seen the video? Do you know the song? Do you know the guy at all?
The song? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm singing along over here.
Okay, well.
But I don't know if I've ever seen the video.
Well, you need to. It's a midget western.
Oh, that sounds...
It's got, like, little kids in it.
No!
I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
No, those are little people. Those are little people. It's a midget... I mean, I can't say midget.
Wow.
That's not nice
little
anymore.
Little person video.
But look up the video.
Okay, I will.
And it's... but, yeah, he's good. He's good.
And I know we normally don't do those for the deceased, but this man, Hugh Hefner...
Oh.
Would have been 180 today. Would have been 92.
Wow.
So he passed away last year.
Had a wife who's like 25.
R.I.P.
Right?
Several.
Yeah. Did you get this? The Jim Fowler, the guy from Wild Kingdom? He was the original guy who used to have to get out of the boat when, I forget who the guy was who ran it originally, but he's 86 years old.
Oh,
Jim
okay.
Fowler from Wild Kingdom. I know. There used to be called Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. That's what it's called.
Huh.
You ever heard of an insurance company called Mutual of Omaha?
Yes.
Okay,
that's it. That's how they got their name.
Wow.
I mean, by sponsoring the... And they they, you know, get out, and Jim will get in the Amazon now to see if there are any piranha in there. You know, he was like the stunt monkey for like a morning show.
Oh my gosh, yeah. My first midget just ran across the screen.
Oh my gosh,
you got to watch out.
We've lost Chelsea for the next 20 minutes.
Sorry, quick. I'm watching Small Town Saturday Night.
Up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Ratings for the fake news show CNN are now plummeting. In fact, for the first quarter, not one CNN show made it in the top 20 in cable news, and only two of the shows managed to obtain an average viewership of 1 million. Now, Breitbart reports for the first quarter 2018, the highest rated show on the far left cable channel is Anderson Cooper. Now, he came in at a pretty pathetic 24 and averaged 1.132 million viewers. And a slight aside, we came in at number one with well over 3 million viewers. Anyway, anti-Trump activist Jake Fake Tapper, he managed to attract only 945,000 average viewers for the quarter while skidding into a humiliating 33rd place. That's why they describe themselves as the whole network.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Today's technology makes a lot of things easier simply because everything is connected. Your cell phone is connected to your tablet is connected to your smart TV, and they're all connected to your Wi-Fi, but it may only take one weak link in all those connections for those cyber criminals to get in. Now, that's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the big power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, you know, like your info on the sale that they have on the dark web, and they have the addition of Norton Security. Well, that helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats like ransomware. Now, if there's a problem, remember, LifeLock agents will work to fix it for you. Now, look, nobody can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor every single transaction of every business, but LifeLock with Norton, they are by far the best and give you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. You get an additional 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity, 10% off your first year.
Maybe this is the first year that you've had to maybe pay taxes. You haven't had to before. You've been getting money back. And you realize there's a lot of work is involved in doing what you need to do. And you really would like to maybe not pay taxes this year, rather get a refund. It's more fun that way. Let the tax professionals at H&R Block have a look, because they'll find every last tax deduction. You can drop by any of the H&R Block offices here in town, or you can call to make an appointment. But if you've procrastinated and put it off, just get going with it. Let the experts take care of it for you. They are the experts, too, when it comes to taking care of your taxes. If you haven't started your return yet and it's too complex for you, then let H&R Block do this. And by the way, H&R Block guarantees it's done right or it is free. Now, in College Station on Texas Avenue, they're in the Cole Shopping Center. There are two locations in Bryan, one at the corner of 29th Street and Carter Creek Parkway, and the other is next to the Kroger on Boonville. And if you're in Caldwell, then they're easy to find right there on Highway 21 across from the Convention Center. Don't put it off. Get in touch with them today, H&R Block.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 628. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliate, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Pretty okay today. About 67 is what they're telling us. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10, down to around 50 tonight. Then the ideal weather next few days, Tuesday, about 75 or so. Wednesday will be near 80. Thursday, same thing. And Friday, probably middle 80s, but we do have a chance of rain at 50%. If you want to peek ahead and think they might even be right on Saturday, they're telling us that we're going to have a wind shift come around and our high temperature will be probably near 66. But again, that's days away. They could miss it. Overcast right now, we've got 54.
Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Novartis agreed to buy Chicago-based gene therapy company AveXis for $8.7 billion, marking the first big bet by the Swiss pharmaceutical giant's new CEO as he looks to deals to refresh the company's drug development pipeline. The deal is a bet that at least one promising drug that AveXis is developing for therapies aimed at spinal muscular atrophy will translate into a blockbuster. It's also a further endorsement of gene therapy, a treatment type Novartis has already spearheaded in the field of cancer. Chinese officials have talked down the likely impact of U.S. trade measures on the world's second-largest economy and described the Trump administration's posturing on trade as the product of an anxiety disorder. The comments from various government advisors came as President Trump predicted yesterday that China would make concessions in the face of rising trade tensions, though China has vowed not to back down in any trade war. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a strong open after stocks plunged on Friday. That's your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today is the third and possibly the final College Station School Board workshop to discuss changing boundaries of Consolidated and College Station high schools.
Today's workshop begins at 5. Board members have previously stated more workshops will be scheduled if necessary. And the CSISD website states there's some confusion making its way around the community regarding grandfathering. The current recommendation would allow all current high school students to remain at the high school to which they're zoned now. The new attendance zones would not take effect until the 2019-20 school year, meaning current 9th and 10th graders would have the opportunity to grandfather when they're juniors and seniors in 2019-2020. At last week's public hearing, almost half the speakers called on extending the grandfathering provision to this year's 8th graders. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It's a stressful week for kids and parents. Middle school star testing begins tomorrow. Clay Robison with the Texas State Teachers Association says the high-stakes tests represents what is wrong with modern education, and it's not surprising that parents are opting out.
It seems like every year more and more parents are fed up with it because they recognize that it interferes with what they send their children to school for.
And with a new A through F rating system, Robison says the annual test has become even more high stakes. Give another public assist to a burglary arrest in the Twin Cities. A witness telling College Station police Saturday afternoon of a man entering unlocked vehicles off Anderson Street also provided photos. One of the officers recognized the man that led to the arrest of Quintarius Terrell, who just turned 17 on March 1st. In addition to being held in the adult jail on charges of vehicle burglary and theft of a firearm, he was held for warrants from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. A Bryan man awaiting trial from a drunk driving arrest last May was arrested for another DWI over the weekend. The arrest report from Bryan police also accuses 43-year-old Jose Shaw of striking a power pole with his SUV on West William Joel Bryan near Brazos Avenue early Saturday morning. No injuries or power outages were reported. Shaw is also being held for immigration authorities. You can be arrested for driving a riding lawnmower on a highway. That's happened to a Bryan man last Friday morning. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, an officer who knows 74-year-old Joe Harvey from a prior traffic stop saw him on his mower on Highway 21. According to the arrest report, Harvey was causing a severe hazard to himself and other motorists. He has a suspended license, was arrested for driving with an invalid license, and obstructing a highway. A 13-year-old Bryan Intermediate School student was removed from class and taken to juvenile detention last Friday on a charge of making a terroristic threat. Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb says this happened at Jane Long Intermediate School.
I really want to commend the folks at the school for being on top of these things. The students who shared a concern and the staff who responded to that concern.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the teen was arrested on a Class B misdemeanor charge.
The one thing I would note is that remember that the schools that we go to belong to the staff and the students, and that everything was done correctly in this case. I just want to give them some props for acting swiftly.
Webb says there was no lockdown of the campus.
There was never any weapon involved or anything of that nature. Again, this was just someone kind of spouting off on a social media account.
Webb says parents of Jane Long students were notified shortly after the teen was taken into custody. If you have leftover prescription medicines, there is now a second location to safely dispose of those products. During regular business hours, there's a locked disposal station in the College Station Municipal Court Building on Krennic Tap. It is located next to the fire department's administration offices. Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon noted a couple of benefits of having the disposal station.
It's going to help us not only protect children and adults from improper or misuse of other folks' medicine, but it's going to keep the medicine out of the landfills as well.
There is also a drop-off site on the west side at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the disposal of prescription drugs is part of the next household hazardous waste collection event on April 28th. If San Antonio's Alamo Dome is going to host another NCAA Final Four, it could be without an expansion. Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf says $60 million in upgrades for this year's Final Four were plenty.
I think there's even a couple of suites that didn't get rented, so we got plenty of suites. I wouldn't change a thing.
Wolf was San Antonio's mayor when the Alamo Dome was originally built at a cost of $184 million, compared with today's stadiums and arenas costing taxpayers more than $2 billion. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 54 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See
dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. 6:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
We'll start the work week off with some cloudy skies this morning. As the day goes on, it'll try to become partly sunny. We're up to 70 to 75 this afternoon. Clouds will fill back in overnight, 50 to 55. Clouds giving way to sunshine tomorrow, highs 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, we're going to be clear, down to about 50 to 55. Should be mostly sunny for Wednesday, with highs very close to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zane Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was cold, it was windy, but Fighting Texas Aggie football still held a scrimmage at Kyle Field on Saturday. Coach Jimbo Fisher said he saw a little bit of everything from both sides of the ball.
First part of it, I thought the defense dominated. I mean, I thought they played well, created a couple turnovers. The conditions on offense, the wind, the cold, all that, I thought it, I don't know if it affect, that could affect them or what it was, not enough consistency coming out. In the second half, the scrimmage was total opposite.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Fisher coming up. Also looking at Aggie baseball and softball, picking up SEC series wins and the Aggie Invitational out at the Traditions Golf Course. It was a big weekend for Aggie men's golf. All that and more coming up in sports.
Ooh, that's right. It's the spring game next week. Is that right?
Yeah. Big maroon and white game.
Sunny with a high temperature near 66.
Ooh. Oh, that'll work.
And the air will be clear, so you'll be able to hear the music from the disc jockey. I don't know. Is he going to be there?
I don't know. Jimbo didn't seem like he's big on music.
Nope.
Does he want us to say another Fighting Texas Aggie?
First down.
Yeah. Well, won't it be every time?
I don't think every time they have a first down?
No.
Every play?
Weird as that sounds, I think that might even be above Jimbo's pay grade.
Yeah.
Much as he gets paid, I think that might even be above him.
Well, you know what? If he doesn't like it, he'll let him know.
Yeah.
Well, see how that turns out. Okay. Happy birthday to the Astrodome.
Yeah.
Today is the day,
and we were just talking about
it. Yep, 1965.
Or no, we were talking about the Alamo Dome.
Right, we were.
Just kidding.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. 1965, okay. I think. I went the second day it was open. I didn't go the first day.
Oh, wow.
But, I got to
see. Impressive.
Got to see the Yankees. The Yankees played the Astros in the first series there.
Huh.
Do you know how much money they're spending to renovate that thing? I want to say over $100 million.
Yeah, something like
to
that.
To renovate it.
Right.
Granted, it would cost a lot of money to just bulldoze it down. But in a city that's strapped for cash and just coming off a major natural disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they could use some of that extra money, don't you think?
Well, I do.
But everybody loves the Astrodome. They're like, oh, you can't. It's nostalgia. You can't tear it down.
See, and I don't know that. I mean,
it's been wasting away for 20 years now.
If you talk to people who are under, say, 35, I don't know that they care.
I don't think they do either.
And
I think you should definitely have like a museum of sorts. You can either. I think you could put that in NRG. Something to commemorate it, and maybe even a smaller scale, like a little park or something. But
well, the good deal is, at least as far as I know, we're not having to pay for it,
no,
which is good.
No. But we've got plenty of Houston transplants, people that love it, and they have an eye, you know.
But it's prime land. I mean, you could do a whole bunch of stuff on that.
Oh, yeah. Parking.
And of course, you know, back in the day, right across the freeway was Astro World.
You're right.
Which
that
was
got
a
torn
pretty,
down.
Pretty cool amusement park for that time. We don't need to stink at Disneyland. Now, if you care, and I don't, except I saw this show for, I guess, the first time last week. There's this show called Strange Inheritance.
Okay.
Which is on the Fox Business Channel. And so what they do is they find these weird things that people
inherit.
End up inheriting.
Okay.
And maybe if there's a backstory to it.
Sure.
And apparently tonight, it's a 30-minute show. One of the episodes has to do with Judge Roy Hoffein's private railroad car.
Okay.
Somebody inherited that. So if you care.
If you care.
Because he used to have his own suite up there. And I mean, like, a place for him to sleep and everything, okay? The offices, and then he had an apartment in the Astrodome, which in 1965 was pretty weird.
Right.
Know, nowadays, right. I guess it's not so much, but still. Now, but to go back over to the Alamo Dome, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've only been there twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Once to call a game, and then once just because we were in San Antonio and took the kids in to see it. It was really, I'll never forget, we walk in there, and back in the day, you could just walk in there. There was a really attractive water leak that was coming down the wall, which was kind of nice. But the sight lines in that place are terrible. I mean, to watch a basketball game in there is really pretty annoying because it doesn't go up, it goes out. You know, it goes back from the field.
Gotcha,
much
yeah.
like the Astrodome is. I mean, it's designed for one kind of sport, baseball, and if you did anything else in there, the sight lines kind of sucked. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you guys think of it?
I've been in it. We've gone to, because that's where the Alamo Bowl is held, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's been years. Yeah. So I honestly couldn't even bring to memory what it was like.
I agree with you that for basketball, it's terrible. You know, and that's where the Spurs played. That's where they held the Final Four this year.
Right.
I mean, you know, you're talking about a place that seems pretty dilapidated and out of date, yet they're still holding big time events there.
Yeah. Well, that's what this guy said. He goes, the $60 million in upgrades we did were plenty. There still weren't some suites that were rented. And that's another problem.
Well, yeah, now. But,
I mean, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not. It would seem like you'd go, oh, man, because it's packed up. You know, everything's sold out. We need to spend some money on it.
But he's saying, no, that's good.
Very good.
Yeah,
it's
good.
I mean, well, the other thing about that, too, is you've got the AT&T Center, which is where the Spurs play now, which is very, you know, works well for basketball. But the problem is it's not right there on the Riverwalk. It's not right downtown.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
if you're talking about something that's accessible and you really get the feel of San Antonio, you want something that's right off the Riverwalk and the Alamo Dome is that. I think it looks like a big, ferry boat, I guess?
With
the big stacks.
It just looks weird.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird-looking little...
Architecturally, they thought that would look cool. They didn't have to do it that way. They could have supported the roof a whole lot of different ways. But what? I mean, people go to Jerry World for the wonder of Arlington? I mean, that's not the case, right?
That's true.
I mean...
Now that they're going to have Arlington Live...
Oh, well, you're right. Now that you mention that, that makes it worthwhile. But I don't know why they would. It doesn't seem like with all the new arenas being built that San Antonio would be back in the rotation.
No,
but I was kind of surprised. They had a Final Four. I mean, within the last 10 years there too, didn't they? I mean, they've had two Final Fours in the last 10 years. Is that
fair? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, this is not the first time the Final Four has been there.
Right.
No.
So, anyway, it's kind of off our radar screen because we're more Dallas and Houston centric.
Yeah.
Bryan College Station.
Agree.
People don't necessarily think about San Antonio,
even though it is,
you know, one of the 10 largest cities in America.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go, 647.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's time to get your houseplants outdoors for a summer vacation. You might just be amazed at how much better they can look for your efforts. Rehab for houseplants, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752 grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. There's one huge disclaimer in moving plants from indoor locations out into the garden. It all has to do with lighting. Those tender little babies have grown accustomed to dark indoor conditions, and it only takes a few minutes exposure to the sun's rays to burn their leaves to a crisp. That same lighting that can be their best allies as they try to regrow great new foliage can also be their most serious enemy if they're not prepared for it. Remember that the darkest, shadiest part of your garden probably gets more light than the brightest window inside your house. So position your plants accordingly. Truth is, you should never put houseplants into full sunlight. Even if they were able to tolerate it, the shock of taking them back indoors into those same dark corners this fall would be too great. They would shed most of their leaves within a couple of weeks of the return, and all your corrective work would have been wasted. If your houseplants have gotten leggy and lanky over their stay indoors, reshape them now in anticipation for that vigorous summer growth. Prune them back into attractive shapes. If the growth you're removing can be rooted to make additional plants, so much the better. For most large plants, such as rubber plants and other ficuses, schifleras, diefenbachias, crotons, aurelias, and others, air layering is actually a better option than rooting cuttings. Air layering involves wrapping moist sphagnum moss around a sliced wound in the stem of the mother plant and then encasing the moss in a sheet of plastic film to hold moisture until the wounded area develops roots. At that point, the layer can be cut loose from the mother plant and potted on its own. Select only vigorous branches for air layering and position the layers 8 to 12 inches back from the growing tips. Illustrated references can show you more details. You can see a lot online. It's usually best to repot plants into the next larger pot size. Now, that probably means you want to step up the pot diameter by a couple of inches. Be sure your new container has a drainage hole and use only the best lightweight potting soil. Ideally, it will have no topsoil, consisting instead of at least half brown sphagnum peat moss, finely ground pine bark mulch, perlite, and perhaps 10% sand or expanded shale. Fertilize your plants regularly while they're outdoors. This is one of your best chances to get them to grow vigorously, and it won't happen unless they're well nourished. Use a water-soluble fertilizer for the best results, ideally one with trace elements included, since your potting soil will be basically devoid of all that nutrition. Now, many growers prefer a complete and balanced analysis. A lot of them, however, go with a higher nitrogen analysis. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, spring pruning is important. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. Fighting Texas Aggie football was back at it again Saturday, holding an inter-squad scrimmage at Kyle Field. Coach Jimbo Fisher said afterwards that he saw good things from both sides of the ball.
To me, it's the tale of two halves. First part of it, I thought the defense dominated. I mean, I thought they played well, created a couple turnovers. The conditions on offense, the wind, the cold, all that, I thought it, I don't know if it affected, that affected them or what it was, not enough consistency coming out. In the second half, the scrimmage was total opposite. Offense gets tired of getting embarrassed, goes out and makes plays and situations and catching, running, throwing, and the defense, which bothers me a little bit because, I want more consistency.
Coach and the guys will be back at Kyle Field this Saturday for the annual Maroon and White game. Kickoff is set for 4 p.m. A successful weekend for Aggie baseball and softball. The 19th-ranked guys bounced back from a 4-1 loss to 20th-ranked LSU on Thursday to beat the Tigers 9-2 and 3-1 Friday and Saturday, respectively. Here's Coach Rob Childress after Saturday's victory.
Well, it's huge. I mean, it allows us to breathe a little bit, and we still got a long road to hoe and a lot of tough series ahead. But, you know, just to win a series 4 weeks in, I mean, it's definitely needed.
A big weekend for the Ags and a big weekend for third baseman George Yacha, who returned from injury to smack a two-run triple in Saturday's win.
Yeah, sir, it was big, and I've said it plenty of times before that there's a lot of peaks and valleys in baseball, especially hitting, but got to continue to compete and give ourselves a chance to win, and we did that all day long. We had runners on base, and I just happened to be the one up in that position to get the big hit for us, and we had guys all day long getting on base and getting big hits, hitting balls hard, just having to go right at people.
With the win, George and the guys improved to 23-9 overall and 5-7 in SEC. Meanwhile, 8th-ranked Aggie softball was in Starkville, where it rallied past number 22 Mississippi State 4-1 yesterday to cap off a series win over the Bulldogs. The Maroon and White are now 34-9 on the year and 7-5 in conference play. Out on the links, Texas A&M junior Chandler Phillips surged up the leaderboard on the final day of the Aggie Invitational to claim his fifth career tournament win, an honor he shared with freshman teammate Walker Lee. Now, Phillips and Lee each finished at 5-under on the weekend as the Aggies claimed third place in the team standings. For the Texas A&M women, they'll be in Tulsa this week taking part in the Dale McNamara Invitational. Things got underway this morning at 8:30 at the Tulsa Country Club. The Houston Astros continued to roll, capping off a series win over San Diego yesterday with a 4-1 victory. Max Stassi and Josh Reddick each went deep as the Astros improved to 8-2 on the year. The reigning champs will head to Minnesota tonight to take on the Twins at 7:10. Now, the Texas Rangers continue to struggle as they fell to the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday 7-4. And they'll take on the Los Angeles Angels tonight. First pitch against the Halos is at 7:05 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The only NBA Lone Star team in action yesterday were the Dallas Mavericks, who fell to Philadelphia 109-97. On tonight, it'll be the Spurs back in action as they welcome the Sacramento Kings to San Antonio at 7:30. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars wrapped up their year yesterday with a 4-2 loss to the LA Kings. Now, they will not be making the postseason. And Patrick Reed is your Masters champion.
It's almost impossible, put into words, just to make the putt on the last and watch the ball go in the, just go in the hole and know that I won my, you know, my first major. And, you know, to finally end the drought of, you know, not winning last year, was one of my huge goals coming in this year, was to not only contend in majors, but also win, you know, get back on that winning circle.
Reed finished at 15-under at Augusta, one stroke ahead of Ricky Fowler and two strokes ahead of 2015 winner Jordan Spieth. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
It is termite time in the Brazos Valley. They do love to eat wood. And, you know, if that wood happens to be in your home or your business, then that's going to cost you some money. Actually, termites are in lots of area homes year-round. It's just that during the spring is when they're most visible. So, who do you call if you've got that problem? ABC Home and Commercial Services. That's who. Homeowners have been calling them for almost 70 years. They're the choice for more Brazos Valley homeowners than any other pest control company. ABC's got great customer service, fair competitive pricing, and they employ the top specialists in the industry. Plus, they use one of the best products out there, too, Termidor. Termidor is a unique product that offers 100% control in 3 months or less. It is the most effective termite product on the market. And remember, each of ABC's specialists has undergone a thorough background check. They've looked at those guys and gals carefully before they ever get a chance to put on the ABC uniform. So you can feel comfortable having the ABC specialists in your home. ABC Home and Commercial Services, basically termite killers for more than 60 years.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555. Or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Keep it packed, now we headed down to Schlitterbahn.
We like to keep it cool in the summertime. Just any pool won't do, we go big time. Still the one and only classic. Always the hottest, coolest night. Always Schlitterbahn. Always the hottest, coolest night. Come play Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is, I don't know, kind of odd and sad. We know electronic devices like tablets and smartphones have been dumbing down the kids, especially teens. Now teachers in the UK claim that children are sitting down with books and swiping the pages, attempting to turn the pages by swiping.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how it works, right?
Well, yeah, you lick your finger and swipe, I guess. Anyway.
Why aren't the words changing?
Yes, that's right. Is this a global crisis? Probably not, but teachers say that kids are missing out on the feel and smell of good library books. And, you know, that's true.
I do love a good library book smell.
It is really...
Oh, geez.
No, well...
That's weird.
No, it's... Well, it's a little bit unusual,
it's
but
It's a
I
little
mean,
weird, yeah.
It's just, I'm saying, kids are missing out on
they
that.
Are. Yeah. They are. They are. There's something about having a real book in
between
your hands.
Between that and Velcro not knowing how to tie their shoes.
Oh, man.
Analog clocks that they look at and shake their head and they can't tell you what time it is.
Can't make change.
We're going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh.
Have you heard that one before?
Yes.
Going to hell in a handbasket.
That's an old one.
It is an old one.
But I'm going to hell for watching the Midget Western earlier.
We'll have to talk about that.